By the way, I didn't bring enough muffins. I brought muffins.
Tens of thousands of federal employees were back on the job after last night's agreement. Elsewhere, other signs of things returning to normal. In the nation's capital, popular tourist sites reopened. The National Zoo's beloved PandaCam came back online, although the zoo remained closed until tomorrow. The Senate's Ohio clock resumed ticking, its timekeeper no longer furloughed. And national park sites across the country, from the Great Smoky Mountains to Alcatraz Island, welcomed back visitors. But at the White House, President Obama said despite the late-night congressional action, Americans were completely fed up with dysfunction in Washington. He called on lawmakers to put aside partisan differences and work together for the good of the country.
Now that the government is reopened and this threat to our economy is removed, all of us need to stop focusing on the lobbyists and the bloggers and the talking heads on radio and the professional activists who profit from conflict, and focus on what the majority of Americans sent us here to do.